It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Noel Carmack with the Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. And you know what? It is time already. Hard to believe that we have made it to the final exhibit of the year at Gallery East. And as always, it's the student art show. So we're going to kind of talk about that, give you the dates and everything of the student art show. Maybe get a little bit further into it about, you know, how do they take submissions and how do they decide what goes in and what, you know, what is going to be displayed and those kinds of things. And then we're going to talk with Noel about some of his favorite exhibits from throughout this year. And there were a lot of them. We'll talk about that. And then we'll just kind of put a bow on the Gallery East season until, I know, to the fall. And it won't be long. We'll probably have you back in here to talk about it. Noel, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
So let's dive into this student art show. This is the final show of the year.
That's right. It's the very last. You know, it's a show that we like to have where we can feature some of the best of our students.
And we were talking about it before you came in, and I asked you if it was your favorite of the year, and you kind of got this smile on your face, and I'm like, no, not because it's the last one of the year, but because of the fact that it's students, it's people that have been here that have worked on this, that, you know, some of them were maybe in your class there and you taught these kids and you saw some potential in them and asked them to put artwork in. Is this probably your favorite one of the year usually?
It really is. It's really a nice capstone to our year. It's not just my students, of course. It's my colleague, Chris Kenyusik, who teaches ceramics and sculpture, and my other colleague Jason Hunsinger, who teaches our photography classes. We like to encourage our students to submit something, usually their best work, and this show is a time where we can really showcase the work of all of our students over the past year.
And it was funny too, because we were talking about how, and I asked you how you get pieces for this, if they have to submit them, if you guys choose them, and you said, you know, we try and, you know, have them come in and say, hey, this is pretty good. And a lot of them maybe don't feel the same way about some of their art, do they?
Well, yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, some of them are kind of modest and self-deprecating, and they don't think that their work is good enough to put in a show, but... So we try to coerce them and do some arm twisting, and sometimes it requires that we go back and contact our students from last semester. Of course, some of them have either moved on or have graduated, and a lot of times they'll take their work home, and so we have to encourage them to, you know, bring that work back and let it show in our exhibit for a couple weeks.
But this isn't one of those things that you guys just say, this is going in the show. They have to submit their own work. Right.
Right. We can strongly encourage them. We can say, we want that. I want to see that in the show, but it's really up to them to submit the work.
Okay. So during this exhibit, how many pieces of art and how many things like that are people going to see
as part of
the show?
Yeah, it varies. Of course, you know, we have two-dimensional work that's hung on the walls, our photos and paintings and drawings. We can probably expect between 30 and 40 drawings and paintings and photographs on the walls. But then we've got our three-dimensional work. We can probably expect to see 15 or 20 pieces of ceramics, sculpture pieces that are created from various media, you know, assemblages and stuff like that. So, yeah, probably 15 to 20 pieces, maybe more than that, maybe a little more than that.
And so you're going to get quite a few that are going to be out there to go and take a look at for this exhibit. So when does the exhibit start and when does it end?
The exhibit starts on the 25th, and it ends on May 5th. So it's not a real long period, but we will have a awards ceremony on Thursday the 4th. That's where we judge the best work and we award them usually cash equivalent awards, a Amazon gift card or something like that.
And so once again, this is the last show of the year and it is all student work. So get on up there starting the 25th, running through the 5th of May. get on up there and take a look at it for the final show, the student art show at Gallery East. So let's look back on the season. And did you have one or two shows that kind of stuck out in your mind that have been, that were kind of like your favorite so far?
Well, we've had several. As I go back over the season, we had a really nice one with Ike Bushman's work. I don't know if you remember that one, Dave, but it was so Ike took my place during my sabbatical year off, and he took my classes. But Ike is a Provo artist, and his work was quite colorful and very geometric, and a lot of patterns and colors.
And if I remember right, was that the one that was not necessarily on canvas?
Right, his stuff.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. He paints on canvas, but also he paints on curtains, and lately he's even painting on suits and dresses, like old suits and dresses and blankets. So just unusual surfaces that he likes to paint on. Another show that was quite good was this recent one with Jody Gerber and Laura Lee Bradshaw. Jody's, of course, she lives in Emory County. She does a lot of portraiture. And then Laura Lee is a sculptor from Saratoga Springs is where she lives.
And so you had a great one. You even said this, the last one that you had was really good too. The texture and tone, or texture tone, is that what it
That's
was?
That's right. With Anna Evans and Jason Hunsinger, our photography instructor, we've got a show with them together, and it's still up through the 21st. If you have some time, and stop by and check that out. It's really, really good. And that's one that celebrates an old mining camp, Royal, which was, if you're familiar with the area, Royal was an old camp that was right near the base of the Castle Gate, right to the west of the highway.
Right, and Jason was talking about that when he came in and discussed it, he was discussing that part of it. So it's always good to bring you in and find out what's going on up there on campus. Head on up. Once again, Tone Texture ends the 21st, you said?
That's right.
And then the Student Art Show will start on the 25th of April and run through the 5th of May. Get on up there and check out what they have done, and just go see. It's a great addition to the community. Gallery East does so much as far as bringing artwork and those types of things to the area. So go check that out. Noel, thank you so much. I guess we'll talk to you again in August or September.
That's right. Yeah, thanks.
It won't be long.
No, it won't be too long.
So once again, we're speaking with Noel Carmack from Gallery East up on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.